good morning. You're welcome to Ards Protect with me, John Morley. Coming up on the programme today, we're looking at the iWeb survey and their free workshop in Renville with Niamh Fitzgerald of iWebs. If you want to get a comment into the programme, you can do it on our text and WhatsApp number. That's 086 38 33 553. You can phone us on reception on 091 77 0077. Email ardsprotect@goibfm.ie. If you want to get more information on this initiative by Commission Amman and the IBI, which is commissioned by the television licence fee, you can go into ardsprotect.ie where you can take the ecological footprint calculator and also take a very quick survey. All that plus lots more coming up on this journey of discovery on Ards Protect. I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Niamh Fitzgerald, the national organiser of the Irish Wetland Bird Survey, because there is a call out for people in Galway to volunteer on this survey. And Niamh joins us on the line. Niamh, good morning.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
We're delighted to have you. Talk to us about this survey that's happening. I know you're doing different workshops that are free to the public across Galway. The next one is on the 6th of October in Renville.
Yes, so we're holding workshops for the Irish Wetland Bird Survey, which is a national survey that goes on every year to monitor our wintering water birds. So we have hundreds and thousands of water birds that come down from Arctic nesting areas and feed and roost on wetlands all across the country. So it's really important to monitor them and try understand how their numbers and their distribution are changing over time. So we've been lucky enough to have this survey ongoing since 1994 and largely been carried out by volunteers, some of whom have been involved in monitoring through this survey and others since the very start and even before the actual iWeb scheme began.
And what kind of things are you looking for in the survey?
So we're looking for all water birds. So it's quite a broad definition. It covers everything from swans, geese, ducks, so all of your wildfowl, to waders and gulls and the likes of what we call wildfowl allies, so herons and cormorants and diving species as well.
And is the purpose to get numbers, or what is the purpose?
Yeah, the purpose is to get numbers, an idea of their numbers and how that's changing over time and within the year as well. So we ask volunteers to count their sites once a month from September through to March. So that's when most of the water birds are here. And that allows us to get an idea of how the numbers are changing from year to year, but also within the months of each individual year.
And how are populations for different type of birds going at present? Because you mentioned that this survey has been going on for a number of years. How are the numbers of birds holding up?
Yes, sadly, they're not holding up very well. Our most recent analysis showed that there was a 40% decline in all water birds over the long term. So that's huge numbers. Our wading birds have taken the biggest hit. So in just a 5-year period, there was a decrease of 100,000 waders. A lot of diving species in particular are taking big hit. Pochard has experienced as much as a 70% decline. So across a lot of most of the species, it's not looking good. There are a select few that are increasing, but the vast majority, it's not a good picture.
And do we know the reasons for this? Is it habitat destruction? Is it climate change, pollution? Do we know what reasons there are for this decline?
It's a little bit of everything. So it's kind of a death by a thousand cuts. There's problems within their own breeding areas with invasive species and habitat change and reduction in prey availability, for example. And then here when they come for the other half of their life cycle, when this, they spend on their wintering grounds, they're facing a lot of problems with disturbance, as well as habitat change, and, you know, reduction in prey availability might also be a problem here if they're being squeezed out in, you know, competition with developments and things like that. So there's a lot of different factors feeding in, and then climate change certainly has an effect on a large number of the species as well, mostly just as it gets warmer closer to their breeding areas. They're not coming quite as far as Ireland anymore. It's not really worth the energy for them, as we're on the outer edge of their migratory region.
Mm. And what can we do to help affect change and to help the numbers of birds that are coming here in Ireland? I suppose the survey is part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. The survey is a big part of that. It's a large part of how we know how the birds are doing comes from this survey, but also a lot of our special protected areas are designated off the back of this information. So some on the ground, you know, site protections have come off the back of this. And then just a greater awareness of the nature around us and of water birds, and making sure the importance of that is known to, you know, the government and your local politicians. Very important to spread the word, ask them, you know, about any initiatives that might involve nature and support policies that are being pushed forward by organisations like Birdwatch Ireland, National Parks and Wildlife Service. It's really important to support that kind of work, so the profile of nature is increased. And a big thing for water birds as well, because they can occur quite close to our recreational areas, is trying to be aware of decreasing disturbance of them when walking on beaches, for example. So you might try, if you can, aim for a low tide if you're walking by the beach, so you can be able to be a little bit further away from birds and keep your dog on a leash in areas where they might be inclined to run through a flock of feeding birds.
And for those who are taking part in this survey, what do they need to do? Is it that they need to be near a turla or a water source? And what exactly do they need to do to be part of the survey?
Yeah, so it's important to have an understanding of the water bird species, so quite good identification skills, and a telescope is needed as well, because the birds are often quite far away and tightly packed together. They're quite hard to identify accurately without optics. And yeah, there's wetlands everywhere, so in most parts of the country you will be close to a wetland that you can take part. The for this workshop on Saturday, we're aiming to get more people involved in Galway Bay specifically, because it's such an important bay, and it's been difficult to get counters there of recent. So we're trying to bump up the numbers there. So we're just trying to get people out in the bay on Saturday, show them what is around, show them the different techniques, and try to attract them into taking part in the counts there.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next one is happening on Friday, the 6th of October, from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon in the Marine Institute in Renville. And if people want to take part in this, they need to book online.
Yes, we're actually at full capacity for that. But if you want to sign up, then we'll put you on the waiting list anyway. And you will also be forwarded to the mailing list for the Galway Birdwatch Ireland branch, and then through them you'll find out about all other local events going on.
All right, well, we'll leave it there. Niamh Fitzgerald, the national organiser of iWeb Survey, thank you for joining us on Ars to Protect.
Thank you very much.
And that's all from this week's episode of Ars to Protect. Join us at 11:30 next Thursday, where we look at two Galway people who are nominated in the climate category of the Irish Podcast Awards.
Ars to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.